This is Unit 16 of Pimsleur's Finnish. Listen to this telephone conversation. Bill Jones is calling Annikki Salonen on her cell phone.
Kuunnelkaa.
Annikki Salonen.
Hyvää iltaa. Täällä on Bill Jones.
Iltaa. Mitä kuuluu?
Kiitos, hyvää. Haluaisitteko syödä illallista kanssani tänä iltana?
Kyllä, mielelläni. Milloin?
Kello 7.
Se sopii. No, sitten nähdään kello 7.
Kuunnelkaa uudelleen.
Annikki Salonen.
Hyvää iltaa. Täällä on Bill Jones.
Iltaa. Mitä kuuluu?
Kiitos, hyvää. Haluaisitteko syödä illallista kanssani tänä iltana?
Kyllä, mielelläni. Milloin?
Kello 7.
Se sopii. No, sitten nähdään kello 7.
What is the formal greeting? Good morning.
Hyvää huomenta.
How do you greet someone formally? Good evening.
Hyvää iltaa.
And how do you reply informally? Evening.
Iltaa.
Now suppose you're an American man traveling in Finland. You've just had lunch with an acquaintance and you're ready to leave. How do you say, emphatically, I am going shopping?
Minä menen ostoksille. Minä menen ostoksille.
She asks you, to where are you going shopping?
Mihin menette ostoksille?
Answer, I'm going to Anna's street.
Menen Annan kadulle.
She asks, are you going now?
Menettekö nyt?
Say, I'm going.
Menen.
Then she asks you, do you have euros?
Onko teillä euroja?
How would you answer? No, I don't have euros.
Ei, minulla ei ole euroja.
But I have a credit card.
Mutta minulla on luottokortti.
She says, I have a debit card.
Minulla on maksukortti. Maksukortti.
How would she say, I can give you 40 euros?
Voin antaa teille 40 euroa.
Ask her, how much is it in dollars?
Paljonko se on dollareissa?
Here's how to say approximately or about.
Kuunnelkaa ja toistakaa.
Noin. Noin.
Say the word that means approximately or about.
Noin.
Try to say 60.
60.
How would she say, it is about $60?
Se on noin 60 dollaria. Noin 60 dollaria.
How would you ask, can you give to me 60 euros?
Voitteko antaa minulle 60 euroa?
She says, yes, here you are, 60 euros.
Kyllä, Olkaa hyvä, 60 euroa.
Ask her, how much is it in dollars?
Paljonko se on dollareissa?
She says, it is approximately $100.
Se on noin $100.
She pulls out some travel brochures she brought along and hands one to you. You want to ask, is this for me? First, say the word, for me.
Minulle. Minulle.
Now try to ask, is this for me?
Onko tämä minulle? Onko tämä minulle?
Now, how would she say, yes, it is for you?
Kyllä, se on teille. Se on teille.
Say many thanks.
Paljon kiitoksia. Paljon kiitoksia.
Now using
ko,
try to ask for me.
Minulleko. Minulleko.
How would she say, yes, for you?
Kyllä, teille. Kyllä, teille.
It's another day. While you're shopping, you meet an acquaintance. You discover that you left your wallet in the hotel. Ask her, do you have money?
Onko teillä rahaa?
She answers, yes, I have a lot of money today.
Kyllä, minulla on paljon rahaa tänään. Paljon rahaa.
And I have also a debit card.
Ja minulla on myös maksukortti.
I can give to you 200 euros.
Voin antaa teille 200 euroa.
She says again, I have a debit card.
Minulla on maksukortti.
She asks, is it enough? Here is enough.
Kuunnelkaa ja toistakaa.
Tarpeeksi. Peksi. Peksi. Tar. Tarpeeksi.
What is the Finnish word meaning enough?
Tarpeeksi.
How does she ask? Is it enough?
Onko se tarpeeksi? Onko se tarpeeksi?
You want to say, it's too much. First, what is the word meaning much?
Paljon.
Now here is too much.
Kuunnelkaa ja toistakaa. Liian paljon. Liian. Liian. Liian paljon.
What is the word too, as in too much?
Liian.
Now try to say, it is too much, or it's too much.
Se on liian paljon. Se on liian paljon.
How does she ask again? Is it enough?
Onko se tarpeeksi?
Tell her it's too much.
Se on liian paljon.
And I have also a credit card.
Ja minulla on myös luottokortti.
Now imagine you and an acquaintance are in a cafe. She's low on cash and wants to ask, "Can you buy a cup of coffee for me?" First, here's the word to buy or buy.
Kuunnelkaa ja toistakaa. Ostaa. Taa. Os. Ostaa. Ostaa.
How would she ask, "Can you buy?"
Voitteko ostaa?
Here's how you say, "Can you buy a cup of coffee?"
Kuunnelkaa.
Voitteko ostaa kupin kahvia? Voitteko ostaa kupin kahvia?
How do you say a cup of coffee when you ask, "Can you buy?"
Kupin kahvia. Kupin. Kupin kahvia.
Now ask, how much does a cup of coffee cost?
Paljonko maksaa kuppi kahvia?
Notice the different ending of a cup. How would she ask, "Can you buy a cup of coffee for me?" Literally, can you buy for me a cup coffee?
Voitteko ostaa minulle kupin kahvia?
Answer, yes, with pleasure.
Kyllä, mielelläni.
Try to say, I can buy a cup of coffee for you.
Voin ostaa teille kupin kahvia.
She is hungry, so you offer to buy her a sandwich too. Here's how to say a sandwich.
Kuunnelkaa ja toistakaa.
Voileivän. Ben. Lei. Leivän. Voi. Voileivän.
How do you say a sandwich?
Voileivän.
Say, I can buy a cup of coffee for you.
Voin ostaa teille kupin kahvia.
And a sandwich.
Ja voileivän.
I can buy a cup of coffee and a sandwich for you.
Voin ostaa teille kupin kahvia ja voileivän.
How would she ask for me?
Minullekko?
Say again, I can buy a cup of coffee and a sandwich for you.
Voin ostaa teille kupin kahvia ja voileivän.
It's another day. You're meeting an acquaintance for lunch. How would your acquaintance say, "I would like coffee"?
Haluaisin kahvia.
How would she add, "I would like also a sandwich"?
Haluaisin myös voileivän. Myös voileivän.
And how would she ask, "What would you like to eat"?
Mitä haluaisitte syödä? Mitä haluaisitte syödä?
Tell her, I too would like a sandwich.
Minäkin haluaisin voileivän. Minäkin.
Later you and your acquaintance are at a bookstore. You find a book you've been looking for and ask her, how much does this cost?
Paljonko tämä maksaa? Paljonko tämä maksaa?
She says, this costs about 10 euros.
Tämä maksaa noin 10 euroa.
Another day you're having coffee with a colleague. You're hungry, so you say, I would like also a sandwich.
Haluaisin myös voileivän.
She brought you a magazine. She gives it to you, saying, this is for you.
Tämä on teille.
You're not sure you understood. Ask, for me?
Minullekko?
She responds, yes, for you.
Kyllä, teille.
Say again, I would like a sandwich.
Haluaisin voileivän.
She's getting a sandwich too, so you hand her some money and ask, is this enough?
Onko tämä tarpeeksi?
How would she say, it's too much?
Se on liian paljon. Se on liian paljon.
She comes back with two sandwiches and hands them to you. She says, here you are. Is this enough?
Olkaa hyvä. Onko tämä tarpeeksi?
Say, it's too much.
Se on liian paljon.
Now we're going to practice counting numbers. Once the basic numbers are learned, number combinations are straightforward in Finnish. What's the Finnish number 20?
20.
Say the number 25.
25.
Now try to say the number 35.
35.
Now say 43.
43.
Try to say 26, 28.
26, 28.
Say 50.
50.
51.
51. 51.
Say 20 euros and $29.
20 euroa ja 29 dollaria.
Now say 1,000, 5,000.
tuhat, 5000.
800.
800.
57.
57.
And what are the numbers 16, 15, 14?
Kuusitoista, 15, 14.
Four thousand.
4000.
Now try to say, I have 40,000 euros.
Minulla on 40,000 euroa.
Say, it's too much.
Se on liian paljon.
Now it's another day and you're with another acquaintance. She says, I'm going shopping.
Menen ostoksille.
How would you ask, do you have euros?
Onko teillä euroja?
She says, I have about 300 euros.
Minulla on noin 300 euroa.
And I have also a debit card.
Ja minulla on myös maksukortti.
It's enough.
Se on tarpeeksi. Se on tarpeeksi.
Being careful with the word order, try to ask, can you buy something for me?
Voitteko ostaa minulle jotain?
She answers, I can.
Voin.
Say, I have about 250 euros.
Minulla on noin 250 euroa.
I can give to you 100 euros.
Voin antaa teille 100 euroa.
Is it enough?
Onko se tarpeeksi?
She says, it's too much.
Se on liian paljon.
Ask again, can you buy something for me?
Voitteko ostaa minulle jotain?
Handing her some money, say 60 euros. How much is it in dollars?
Kuusikymmentä euroa. Paljonko se on dollareissa?
She says, it's about $95.
Se on noin 95 dollaria.
Ask again, is it enough?
Onko se tarpeeksi?
She says, thank you, but it's too much.
Kiitos, mutta se on liian paljon.
The reading lesson for this unit follows. If you are doing the reading lesson now, open your reading booklet to Unit 16. Read number 1.
Olla.
Number 2.
Sisko.
Listen and repeat number 3, paying attention to the sound of the initial R.
Rinne. Rinne.
Try to read number 4.
Ranta.
Number 5.
Rumpu. Rumpu.
Try to read number 6. Remember to pronounce the H.
Rohto.
Listen and repeat number 7.
Murha. Murha.
Read number 8.
Kolari.
The R is rolled when it appears in the middle or at the end of a word. Now listen and repeat number 9.
Surrata. Surrata.
Try to read the word pair in number 10.
Pura, purra. Pura, purra.
Read number 11.
Ristikko.
Number 12.
Kurre.
Number 13.
Kurja.
Try to read number 14.
Ritarin risti.
Number 15.
Rumilus.
Number 16.
Kerro.
Look at number 17. It contains a letter which does not exist in English. The Finnish dotted A. Listen and repeat number 17.
Älä. Älä.
Try to read the word pair in number 18. Remember the sound of the Finnish K.
Kärry. Kärry.
Read number 19.
Yllä.
Read number 20.
Kyllä.
This is the end of Unit 16 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio, copyright 2012 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2012 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.